New York, February. Written by Blue Grama. Read by Sun Kitten Shash. The text comes while Boston is enjoying a post-fuck joint at the window of his shitty shoebox apartment in Washington Heights. "Huh," he says, passing the joint to the boy next to him and unlocking his phone. The guy takes a hit and blows the smoke out the window, elbows propped on the windowsill. He leans over Boston's shoulder. "That's fucking cool," he says, and it takes Boston a second to realize he means the Thai alphabet, not the fact that Boston has just received a cordial text from that shithead Mew, of all people. "Hmm," he says, trying to process the text. He's high enough that he feels less relaxed and more stupid, like he's got to parse each word individually. Mew is thanking him for the photograph he'd sent for the hostel. "It looks good on the wall," he'd written. "Anything important?" the boy next to him asks. He's blonde, with shaggy, tousled hair, now all the more so for the way Boston had pulled it while he had him bent over his bed. They'd met at a bar not long after Boston had arrived, and now they had a nice little booty call thing going on. The guy is a graduate student in something Boston doesn't give a fuck about. Biochemistry? Bioengineering? And he probably couldn't find Thailand on a map, which is fine by Boston, because he couldn't find wherever this guy grew up in on a map either. He has the vague impression of the middle of the country, something-something deserts and corn. They know no one in common, and have nothing in common, which is also fine by Boston. He's learned now not to fuck anyone he might end up liking. The only problem is that the guy's name is Nicholas. "Nicholas, or Nick," he'd said to Boston, when he'd first sidled up to him with the promise of sex in his eyes. "I don't care which." Boston has never once shortened it, even though he knows his accent renders the syllables just a little bit off. "Important?" Nicholas repeats, and Boston realizes he's been staring at his phone screen for too long. 6 weeks ago, even a month ago, when he was lonely and exhausted from operating in English all day, he would have said, "Yes," and maybe, "Could you get out of here? I've got to make a call." But now that he's found his feet, and daily life comes a bit more automatically, he's not so sure. Mew and his sanctimony, and Nick, and all of Boston's mistakes, are so far away. "Nicholas," he says, instead of answering, "you wouldn't catch feelings for me, would you?" Nicholas looks alarmed.
Look, no offense, because you seem like a cool dude, but I'm super not looking for anything serious right now. I've got so much work with school, and I just thought we were blowing off steam."
Boston can't help but laugh at his own panic reflected in someone else.
It's good," he says. "Relax. That's what I want, too."
Nicholas takes another hit.
"So what? Ex-hookup texting you?"
"Ex-friend," Boston says. "Long story."
"Oh,"
Nicholas says, nodding with the wisdom only half a joint of primo cannabis can confer.
"I lost friends when I came out, too."
Boston snorts.
"It's not that. I fucked his situationship."
He'd learned that word from another hookup a couple weeks back, and he loves it. Excellent fucking idiom. "He got a recording of it, and threatened me that he'd play it for my dad."
"The fuck?"
Nicholas says.
"Jesus, dude."
"What?" Boston says.
"That's, like, deeply fucked up."
Boston shrugs, feeling half a step behind.
"It was my fault,"
he says.
"Bro," Nicholas says. "I think that's, like, a crime."
Boston can't quite figure out what to say to that. He'd thought me was taking it too far that day, but no one else has ever suggested that Boston deserved any less. But then, Americans are quick to tell people to fuck off, and Nicholas doesn't have the whole story. He's talking to me again, Boston says, showing Nicholas the phone, which he can't read, so why did he just do that? I tried to say sorry before, but he didn't forgive me.
Do you forgive him? Nicholas says. I mean, is that, I'm sorry I tried to revenge porn you in Thai?
Boston says. No?
Well then, Nicholas says.
You didn't ask me, but I'd leave that shit on red. Boston blinks at Mew's text a couple of times. His head is clearing a bit. Maybe he doesn't need, like, closure or anything. Maybe he's a dick, but maybe his old friends are dicks, too. And maybe he can just try not to fuck anyone's situationship in the future. To the best of his ability.
Yeah, he says. Yeah, okay.
He puts the phone down and watches Nicholas stretch, the light from Boston's bedside lamp highlighting the scattering of freckles on his back. If he stayed just like that, face three quarters obscured and the dark outside the window framing him.
Hey, Boston says, how do you feel about photography?
The end. Thanks for listening.